we have a conversation while in Fifth Dimension. I was doing a live last night, but shit was said on live that, you know what I mean, ain't really y'all business. But you want to chop this fable, man. I was never the guy to really argue public and battle rap for real or die on hills about niggas' opinions, especially when it came to my battles, because I felt like, for the most part, like, I always did my numbers enough when niggas could, like, judge a battle, win, lose, or draw. But, bro, depending on a lot of people who fuck with me, man, arguably, bro, I don't need niggas whose ass constantly bringing my name up, bro. Mentioning me, bringing me up as some type of notch under the belt, because niggas had to try to gas y'all to victory because y'all skills weren't enough. You don't chop this fable. Every battle niggas claimed that I lost is literally battles where I battle niggas who arguably can't rap as good as me. Now, I'm saying for battles who are debatable, there's a difference. I got a few debates. Me and Daniel Salute the Bro, I felt like I had better material, but I felt like Bo's delivery was better than mine, like, by leaps and bounds. He had a better delivery. Nothing, like, just overtly, oh, my God, terrible, but he just had a better delivery, and he had some couple cool lines in there too. And that's my bro, so I don't discredit material. I do just feel like I have better material, but I feel like my delivery is so rushed. I wasn't letting shit marinate, breathe, you feel me? So that's debatable. 1,000. Like, I don't feel like I lost, but at the same time, it's not something I'm gonna die on the hill for, because like I'm down on bias, you feel me? I can look at a battle and say that. It make me mad when niggas can't do the same in battle rap, when you can be like, all right, I can see where the argument makes sense at. It's when the argument don't make no sense to me. And that's kind of like, it was like, as I was on my way out the battle rap, I wasn't really having that issue. But when I was getting in things and I'm prepared and I'm rapping against niggas who I know can't rap better than me, it would be the reasons I hear why I lost that made me start doing this. Like, at first, I'm like, all right, maybe I just wasn't good, whatever, cool. But the niggas I be battling be worse than me. Like, I battled this guy, Supreme. Salute the Dog, got nothing against, you know, Supreme, you know, cool dude. I started my round, bro. I was on this nigga's nugget, bro. Supreme flips, punches. Last battle, how he choked, stumbled. Every last ball was on his helmet. I had a bunch of Supreme flips. Some Supreme flips. I was direct, you feel me? He don't got that much battles. He battled like 3 times on Fit That Heat. I'm battling in 7 years, you feel me? The nigga goes and he battles. His first round, he's not saying shit. And this is what I always notice when these two spaces battles. The niggas got off rapping, and everyone can admit they didn't say anything for almost the majority of their round. They switched up a flow, I remember exactly what he said. He said, I draw comic books, and he said, orange is the new black. Everyone off. That was it. He said, orange is the new black. A bitch behind bars, orange is the new black. I mean, he was rapping, but that was literally the line. Oh, my gosh! And it was like, when it got to me, it was, you were clean. You were definitely rapping, bro. It was direct. It was so many name flips on top of each other. But in comparison to my opponent, he said absolutely nothing to me. He said, I draw comic books. That was it. Salute the Dog. No hatred, but... No. Like, I had niggas calling me and be like, but what the fuck were they talking about? Because it's not that deep to me. Because sometimes I realize that y'all, this is how niggas pay their bills. It's not how I pay my bills. So if y'all want to do weird shit and y'all man needs that position more than me or whatever, y'all trying to maneuver him to get a look, I'm not here to get in front of another nigga's success. It's not that deep to me. But nah, I didn't lose that battle. I'm sorry. I didn't lose those battles. It's what it is, man. Who else niggas say I lost to that's just absolutely dog shit? And the nigga had to use a clip for my battle. Who? K-Dot. I battled K-Dot and Charlotte. Salute to Javelli. I fuck with y'all. K-Dot is dumpster juice. That nigga was trash. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And it was like literally niggas behind him gassing everything the nigga said. The nigga said, I blow the house down like the big bad wolf. And niggas swore up and down that was the round that killed it. I can post it. You can go to the battle and just look at the bars that I landed in the room and look at the reaction to his. They're not even, there's not even a difference of the amount of reaction to bars. They were just gassing him. As a matter of fact, if you look at the reaction, I got longer reactions to my shit than him. So when niggas roaming a narrative that I lost a battle, and the only reason I lost the battle was because I never saw Al stumble before, even though I got through my entire round at that point. Okay. If you need that. My question is, if that was such a monumental victory, what would the looks after that? I got on bigger leagues after that. Like, niggas, I got paid for better battles after that. I don't talk my shit, but I let niggas run around and play with my name. When my name at a point had a nigga from thisis50.com trying to throw in a tournament in Atlanta. I'm talking my shit, bro. I'm just keeping it, man. I don't give a fuck. I shouldn't be mentioned in battle rap. I don't battle rap. I don't ask to battle. I don't be in these battle rap groups. I'm out of all of them. Niggas who can barely afford to look like they don't go without weeks of not washing need to not mention me. And that's just niggas in general in battle rap. Niggas do not need to mention me. Y'all don't want me to talk shit, bro. Your life better be right before you talk shit to me. Who the last battle niggas that I lost to? Well, I battled Right Reasons on Spaces. It was niggas I respected too that told me I lost that battle. That I thought was fire. So I go and listen to the battle. Again, like maybe I'm tripping. Nigga round was ass. It was dumpster juice. It was trash. Salute the dog. I have no ill will. This is just me being real. The shit was ass. It was garbage, bro. You said nothing. You said nothing of consequence to me. I'd be direct as hell in my battles. I'd be focused on my battles. The lines be back and forth. It's like, y'all not used to niggas who rap good. I get it's fine. For real. I didn't lose that battle. I know I didn't lose that battle because barely any views of that motherfucking battle. Only nigga who's promoting the battle was me. I know I didn't lose the battle. If I lost the battle, other niggas would be promoting the battle. That would be a good look for Buddy. No one promotes the battle because it wasn't. No. It wasn't good, bro. I understand it, though. If niggas who told me I got my ass whooped when I told y'all I watched the battle back and y'all niggas are explaining to me how I lost, niggas ignored me. Now, all I be asking is for niggas to keep the same energy. Only reason I do that because I watch y'all up and down praise niggas for multi-syllabic rhymes, being direct. Y'all praise niggas for the uniqueness in their delivery and name flips. But every time it comes to me rapping, it's always a reason that has nothing to do with rapping. Every time. It never fails. No one can ever tell me why I lost the battle. When you tell me I lost the battle, it don't make sense because the description you've given me, that nigga lost. You can't say, well, I fuck with the material you had more out. That shit crazy. But then, well, you know, his round was pretty much ass throughout the most of it. But then the tail end, at the last 30 seconds of a 3-minute round, he hit a flow pocket while he still wasn't saying shit, and that secured the victory. Like, how do I take that? Like, well, how do I go back and read? Like, what, do I just flow? Because y'all don't care about me. Y'all don't care about material. I see what y'all praise, bro. I see what y'all gas and react to. I see what y'all react to. So when it comes to having a different rubric when y'all judge niggas who actually can rap good, and I'm not saying it just for me, just for this. I had a lyrical conversation the other day about lyricism. I think a lot of people legitimately have this thing with lyricism where y'all confuse, you feel what I'm saying, a nigga rhyming a lot of words with lyricism. And some niggas are legitimately lyrical. Like, I don't just put words together to sound smart. I actually talk like this. So if you just can't grasp or not used to somebody who's throwing around, you know, bigger words and generally has a wider vocabulary, that has nothing to do with me, my nigga. I watch you niggas gas some of the most ABC 1-2 ass bars, or y'all see y'all gas the most intricately, unnecessarily complex bars and swear up and down niggas a lyrical miracle. They don't even be saying shit. I ain't lose that joint. I ain't lose that bad. It's not even like I'm arguing the shit because my feelings was hurt. It's more so like I'm more like trying to legitimately look at what I did wrong in comparison to my opponent. And it's like, it seems like niggas always have more faults with my opponents than me but I'm the nigga who's not moving forward. And then but then in the inbox, you know, you was fire, bro. You was cooking. So what did I do there that didn't work? If I was fire and cooking and you were blazing, why did y'all say I was ass? I don't be saying nothing, but a lot of you niggas are dick eaters, bro. A lot of y'all niggas are dick eaters. And y'all be dick eaters, and there don't even be no money in that shit for y'all be dick eaters. So y'all just choose to do that shit for the basis of doing that shit. I'm tired of niggas mentioning me, bro. Niggas mention me and swerve it down, they whoop my ass, and they're still battling for free and for Frito-Lay's chips and goddamn bus tokens. Shit's unnecessary, bro. Shit's unnecessary. Niggas, in order, but I let a lot slide, bro. But I be getting short. I was getting the short end of the stick in battle rap. But then in the inbox, motherfuckers is fans and best friends. You niggas is hoes. That's just be one thought. You niggas is hoes. Nah. You niggas is hoes. Just straight up. I'm not in battle rap anymore. You feel what I'm saying? I don't battle, for real. I'm cool. That was one of the main reasons why. Because y'all don't give a fuck about rapping. Y'all care about who y'all care about. Y'all don't care about the craft itself. That's not what y'all here for. If it's your man rapping, him being good don't matter.
Nail clippers.
I don't know where they at.
That mom said you had them.
No, I don't. How she gonna say I have them? Based off what? Tell her to go in her room and look for her stuff. Okay. I don't got her stuff. I got no nail clips in here. The hell? Yeah. Yeah, but I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you battle rap niggas, man. I'm supposed to battle some nigga in South Carolina. Nigga gonna tell the league owner, yeah, bro, this dude been trying to battle me for years. Bro, if you don't shut your steroided ass the fuck up, lying. I wanted to battle niggas when they told me that you would kick my ass. I said, set it up then. But did I want to battle anybody? No. No. I like to rap. That's why I did that shit. I didn't do that for nothing else. Stop mentioning me in this battle rap shit, though. Like, for real. Don't mention me in the battle rap shit. Leave me alone. I'm not a battler. No more. I don't battle. I draw comic books. And some of y'all can't even afford that. Y'all can't even afford me for the hustle that matter. Some of you niggas is top tier. These niggas that y'all consider legends can't even afford $600-$700. You're gonna talk to me like with a level of, like I don't got no leverage to do, man. Well, I stay out of battle rap. It's so much ego and throwing around testosterone from emotional ass niggas, bro. I want niggas to stop mentioning me in battle rap, bro. This live has no topic for whoever watching. Motherfuckers share clips of me in battles of them niggas gassing them to the high heavens. I'm tired of niggas running with narratives of who be what, who be who. I ain't give you a name. Every battle that if you said I lost, I respect that. I name the ones I do not respect. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? I ain't never in my life come out publicly to decry whether I won or lost the battle for real. I'll admit I lost quicker than I argued that I didn't feel I lost the battle. You feel what I'm saying? I lost. It is what it is. Because I don't be caring like that, bro. I was always a nigga like, let the culture decide, bro. Let the people decide. If I have a battle and people say I lost a battle, it's what it is, whether I feel I won or not. You feel me? So that's how I was treated it. But when you niggas keep, like, bro, some of you niggas legitimately, man, like, when I was really out here doing that, whatever, but I wouldn't even be talking to some of y'all, bro. Some of y'all to for me to be a topic of conversation, bro. I don't want to be involved in no catty pattiness, bro. Some of you niggas not even talented enough to be talking about me. Just respectfully. You leave me the fuck alone, bro. I'm not Y'all, I'm not no gangster. I'm not none of that. I was just a nigga who rap good and might slap the shit out your ass. That's all the energy I have for battle rap. But niggas don't even be rapping good enough for a motherfucker to want to go there and rap. And y'all don't even be rapping good enough. It's just I'm a real nigga. I'm a yell and I'm going to bring some niggas who going to cheer and holler for me saying burn the house down like the big bad wolf. That shit be madness, bro. Like, that shit be crazy. Like, imagine a nigga went to college and legitimately was like, got a literary arts degree. And you're writing well, you're battling well. And then you lose to blow the house down like the big bad wolf. Okay. All right. I guess. It ain't about being lyrical either, bro. Stop playing with my fucking name, bro. Not playing with my name, bro. Stop. I don't want to be involved in anything involving battle rap, bro. The answer, no. Don't bring me over there. Don't bring me over here. Don't do nothing. Nigga Slick probably posted a click because I was on the fucking live and said the battle was random. You feel what I'm saying? I said the battle random, so you'll use a clip for my battle. Yeah, don't involve me, bro. You're still trash, my nigga. That's just the bottom line. Don't involve me in this. This is all I. You're still trash. You were trash in that battle. Niggas told you lost. There. Niggas told you lost there, bro. Stop, bro. Had niggas emotional in my inbox. About to get they stupid asses beat over that shit. Stop, bro. Leave me alone, bro. This is my last time talking about battle rap locally. Because you niggas are corny and emotional. And half you niggas is broken dirty and have no business mentioning me. Half you niggas is broken dirty and have no business mentioning me, bro. Until you can walk around your motherfucker. I argue with a nigga who's trying to argue with me by having bug spray in my house, and I asked him to show me his crib. He couldn't even do so. I don't argue with you niggas who want to have chatty patty ass conversations, but you don't got no 401k set up. You don't got no insurance for your kids set up. Nigga, if your life, nigga, you can die right now and your family got to pay to bury you, nigga. Shut your bitch ass up and stop talking to me and go get your life together. This is why I don't like arguing with battle rap niggas. This is why I don't like dealing with a lot of battle rap niggas. A lot of you niggas is bums for real. Y'all be bums with inflated egos. Y'all be wannabe gangbangers who slick be in the closet, bitches, or broke, or a combination of the two. You think just because you run around in the streets and you more valid than a nigga who decided to not be outside, be a crash test dummy. And then the sad thing is, ain't like you niggas out here taking W's. I don't fuck with a lot of y'all battle rap niggas. I don't want to be involved in battle rap. Don't tag me in battle rap. That's how I feel about it. Yeah, this is the same energy from the live yesterday. But just to fill you in, I went through battles I felt I ain't lost. And you'd be surprised. I didn't bring up me and Dame. Because I can actually understand why people felt I lost. Same thing. I can bring up the ones others that are valid. Me and Dub was fire. Three rounds. People said I won that battle, but you can debate it. Like, he was good all three rounds. I battled D-Show. Nigga said I won the battle, but the nigga was wicked. I battled Tuan Do on Nigga Ben's league. Tuan Do was fire. Salute to my bro. No, his people say he won. Niggas felt I won in the building. Good battle. So I'm not mad at that, to have a back and forth and we can argue. The only battles I ever argue is when there's no possible way you can explain to me how he beat me. And I'm a pretty reasonable nigga. You feel me? Like, I'm a reasonable nigga. Like, I was never the guy in battle rap. Even when we battled Dame, I argued at a point and niggas said I felt a lot. They said, hey, if y'all feel like y'all feel like he beat me, y'all got it. I told my people to chill. Okay? Nah, I respect y'all. You know, y'all riding for me because that's the homie. Don't do that. Let them have it. I was confident in my shit in the game taste. When the game taste came and, you know, people felt a different way, yeah. You know, people argued it then, but even then, I'm not mad if niggas still feel the same way because, you know, I already knew that I had flaws in my game at a point that if I'm being unbiased, I say I lost. So there's a lot of battles I can look at, be real. What makes me angry in all this is when it's not the same. It's not across the board. That's what pisses me off. If that's the only thing that ever made me mad with battle rap for real. It's never the fact of winning and losing. Like, I'm here for competition, bro. So if I lose and the niggas fire, bro, I don't give a damn. You're fire. You were dope. But the thing was, every time I got somebody who was fire, that wasn't the consensus. You feel what I'm saying? When I got in front of niggas who really could rap, those were the good battles. It's only the times when I battled niggas who y'all know be doo-doo that we have to argue. But I don't argue those battles. I named them. I don't argue me and K-Dot. I don't go around arguing me and Right Reasons. I don't go around arguing me and Supreme. Two of those are Spaces battles. One was in Charlotte. I don't argue those battles. I don't go around arguing them. I don't. I stay out of it, but niggas keep mentioning it and bringing it up. I keep my opinions to myself. You niggas know y'all were trash. And what make me mad, your people know you was trash. That's why every time I actually raise the conversation, it turns into performance and energy. It's cool. But stop mentioning me, bro. Stop bringing this shit up. Because then when I want to talk about this shit, y'all not going to want to talk about the shit. Y'all act like I'm not talking. Y'all ignore this shit when all I ask you niggas to do is tell me why. Niggas just be lying, bro. That's what makes me mad. If a nigga beat my... I've never got dragged in no battle. I've never got smoked in a battle. So if a nigga smoked me, I have no problem saying that. Hell, me and KMR had a war, bro. Salute to my brother, bro. That's my man, bro. I feel he got me. Now, I can argue I may feel I got it later on, just all material, we can go back and forth, but I feel in that building, he did what he's supposed to do, that if someone said he won, I'm not going to go up there and argue that. You feel me? Because I'm not about to get up here and discredit material if I know he was dope. But I also could say, in any battle when niggas say I may have lost, you can also argue I won because I did my job. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad how niggas call it, but you're not going to discredit me just because that's your man. And that's what I never respected about battle rap. Let's be real niggas, bro. We real niggas. Let's be honest. I'm not here to fight with niggas because niggas don't be wanting to fight. I be asking niggas. So we're here to rap. So if we're going to rap, let's be honest. Let's just rap. But if you want to play weird games for rapping and you want to be emotional and you don't want to keep it a band, I hate that shit, man. I hate that shit, dog. That really killed my love for that shit. No cap, bro. Like, them first few years I battled, I loved that shit, man. Because niggas, I was there to smoke shit. I didn't give a fuck. But it's always an excuse. It's always a reason. But it's always a reason, bro. It was always a reason, bro. It was always a reason to discredit W's. I battled Stepdaddy Stack. I sent him to God's house, bro. But if he didn't stumble, if he didn't choke, niggas on the lead, dicky, and all type of weird shit, bro. All type of weird shit. But in the room, niggas said, I 30'd that boy. And no disrespect to him. This is sport. This is sport. His man going on, you know, I mean, J2 gave me my flower, but you on platforms. Oh, man, he lost. He 2-1 clear. Clear, bro. Clear, my nigga. If that's your man, cool, but clear, bro. All right, bro. So, you know what I mean? I don't be feeling no way. It's not emotions. To me, all I ask for is just keep this shit across the board. And if niggas not going to do that, I'm not going to sit out here and be on an argument about it. I'm just going to do something else, bro. Like, I don't got to worry about that drawing comic books. There is no, before. No, nigga, if your product is good, your product good. That's all I've ever had to worry about drawing comic books, nigga. My product good, I put in good, consistent work. I came in the battle rap the same way. I know I rap good. I don't got to be cocky about it, arrogant. I think niggas understand I'm a fucking rapper. So I'm here to rap. If niggas don't want to be rappers and there's other caveats to being rappers, cool. Y'all can have that. But we not going to play with my name. We not going to discredit what I do. We not going to discredit my performances just because your man was trash and you don't have a reason to explain why you wish that he won a battle. Yo, you know his ass didn't win. Because niggas gonna lie to their homies. Don't be written. That's cool. Stop mentioning me. That's all I be asking. And niggas be so delusional in this rap shit, bro. Y'all make it not fun. And then what make it mad, bro, y'all don't even be getting no money. It be different y'all was getting paid. You niggas be broke, be dirty, be smelly, bro. Niggas be smelling like dog shit in the venue. Niggas don't even be washing their ass, bro. Be talking to niggas, be plat falling out from their gun. Like, y'all be some dirty ass niggas, bro. To be worried about success and clout and this and what league matters. Bro, some of you niggas don't even be, y'all be catching rods, bro. It be making me mad where these egos and battle rap come from. Because they be coming from the smelliest niggas ever, bro. Niggas are trying to get live with you. I've watched niggas beat your ass on camera, bro. Y'all be believing niggas like that. I got footage of niggas getting challenged to fisticuffs. And they're standing on stage looking confused. But lied to the public like they gonna get jumped. There's only one nigga outside. No strap. I've been in this for 7 years, bro. 7 years, bro. It get corny, bro. It's corny, bro. It's corny. It's why I don't be rocking battle rap. A lot of you niggas broke. A lot of you niggas dirty. Salute to the bros. You feel what I'm saying? Salute to, you know, the Academy niggas, the Big Stew, Ball Heavy, everybody we met along the way. It ain't no malice towards the niggas that did good business or nothing. It's not. Like, I love battle rap. I come back to battle rap. But y'all make, yeah, this. There's something about battle rap that I track bum ass niggas. And I'm tired of that shit, bro. Like, some of you niggas be cocky and I'm mid-tier and, you know, I'm on this plate and, bro, who have you battled and this and third, like, who knows you and all that whatnot. Bro, like, your mom don't even respect you, bro. Some of you niggas be talking crazy. Like, your life ain't even together, bro. And, like bro, you get paid some money for a battle rap event, but then you live in a shack. Like, your son don't even got clean clothes to wear to work. Like, wear to school. Like, such a weird. I hate you niggas, bro. I hate y'all, bro. That's fine, bro. Y'all want to argue battles and do that? Cool. All I ask y'all to be real. But when I found out y'all ain't going to do that, I got it. Y'all not paying a nigga for that. Niggas not getting compensated enough for motherfuckers to not really be rapping. Niggas don't really be rapping about nothing. I don't want niggas. I don't want to be involved in no battle rap shit, bro. I'm just a fan, bro. I'm just a fan. That's how I feel about it. I'm just a fan, bro. I make more money not battling. Nigga want me to battle rap again? You're gonna pay me. That's how I feel about it. I'm gonna be paid. You gonna cover my. I'm not going in the red for battle rap ever again. For what? All niggas gonna do is play with my name. That's what niggas try to do. And that's fine, bro. But, like, I didn't let niggas play with my name enough, bro. You gonna pay me for that shit. Niggas running around here acting like... Niggas running around here not knowing to admit that some of you niggas legit validated just because y'all battled me. Instead of being honest, y'all run around and slick... Like, y'all almost a smear campaign on the nigga name. Yeah, man, you know me. After I smoked this, I was tired. Oh, this nigga... Bro, I be... Through the grapevine, man, niggas be acting like they retired a nigga. Meanwhile, I really know what be going on in y'all real life. The same energy I gave in battle rap, it was the reason I was that motherfucking cocky, bro. I'm none of that shit y'all be going through, I'm going through. I guess I see why, but y'all niggas be struggling. A nigga just got home from jail. You want to give him a little W because you know that nigga life, that nigga losing in life. He need a W somewhere, bro. Fuck out of here, bro. I get so mad you niggas argue about clear losses. A nigga get his ass beat, but there's some magical way he won. And y'all just sound like niggas who like have like met like fan crushes. How we delivered it though, bro. Like, yeah, you rap better. That's what I get all the time, bro. Like, you definitely rap better, but I just feel like he just had that energy, bro. And it's just, yo, bro, he was doing it, but that his delivery was crazy. That sound like bitches, bro. Sound like hoes. That's how I always felt, bro. I'm gonna keep it banned. That's how I always felt. You know, you keep it to yourself for real, man. But I'm removed from this shit now. But then, you know, sometimes, like, you know, it's hard to even be around niggas because I don't want to go off for real. Just because, like, bro, a lot of you niggas hoes. A lot of you niggas are two-faced hoes. Like, when I listen to a battle, like I actually listen. If I'm going to say a nigga trash, I actually listen to be impressed or a nigga to say something. Like, you know, suit the stats to let, bro. But, like, that talent pool trash. A talent pool trash. I'm gonna keep it banned. Man, salute to my bro. But like that talent pool, them niggas running around, bro. A lot of them niggas ain't gonna leave. A lot of them niggas ain't leaving their state. Keep it peel. But it's not even them. Not even them in general. But a lot of you niggas trash. A lot of y'all wear your act because of politics. Some of you niggas do not deserve to be where y'all are. Just being honest. A lot of you niggas are garbage. Like, as a general fan, when I be in these angry fan groups and they be posting flyers, I be seeing a lot of my homies on things, but they say this class is turd. A lot of you niggas is not that good. The standards are so low that's the reason a lot of us are sliding in. Keep it hot. Hell, I probably wouldn't have made it there either. I ain't talking like I'd have made it there or some shit, but I'm... keep it being, but talent pool low, bro. Like, you gonna call it what it is, bro. Like, a lot of you niggas are trash. Like, it's really politics, bro. I know I'll probably get the RBE right now just because of Carolina shit. A lot of niggas trash, bro. That's what it is. A lot of niggas trash, bro. Like, the reason why battle rap not progressing is because the craft isn't progressing. It's still stagnant. The reason why battle rap's never gonna be respected past the point of being another fad like hip hop. Like, it could have been a time we were battling on college stage in front of college students, just being respected as a literary art form, if the craft kept elevating. I'm telling you, when it was writer's block and it was about punches and bars and niggas were just trying to rap and write well, I promise y'all, niggas ain't understand. That was the gold. That was literally our modern golden age of battle rap. Some of the best battles happened during that period. But instead of us leaning into good battles, good material, good bars above all else, who gives a fuck about believability, now every nigga just the talk is different and they just self-incriminate for 3 rounds. It's not about wordplay or punches the bars or whatnot. And yeah, a nigga who's dope is always gonna be dope. But it's not what the culture exalts. So I mean, at the end of the day, it's what it is, bro. But like, y'all the standards is so ass. All a nigga got to do to y'all sound believable, but, like, I don't know what believability is. I think I said this yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. I don't know what the fuck believability is. I don't know how y'all be believing niggas. It's niggas that y'all believe that I battled that, bro. If I really start talking shit about how shit was going on before them cameras got to going, y'all look at a lot of niggas like hoes. A lot of niggas like hoes. And put it to you like this, bro. It's a lot of you niggas. It's some of the realest niggas in battle rap. That y'all use believability as crutch because they not good. And behind the scenes, they bitches. Behind the scenes, they pussy. Behind the scenes, it's a few niggas they done had issue with. They was not trying to throw no hands with. But in battle rap, is this weird attribute of believability. And I always hated that. Because it was always an excuse to give yourself an excuse as to why I should believe the tough shit you're saying to me. But why I can't say it to you, even though I probably beat you the fuck up. So it'd be a nigga who'd be like, yo, man, you never been in jail. We talk about shooting niggas. But bro, you been to jail, but you never shot a nigga either. You just snitched. What are you saying? Oh, man, what you never been in no warfare. What you know about that? Nothing. But I also didn't have niggas hunt me because niggas didn't feel comfortable putting hands and feet on me to the point that could happen. Like, what is believability? What is that? What is that but the dweebs who don't know what a real nigga is? You feel what I'm saying? Like, well, when I hear believability, I hear that from a nigga who never been around real niggas. And our definition of real niggas are sociopaths. Like, you never been around somebody who had to drop up a dime or do something insanely violent and calm. That shit throw you the fuck off. But I'm going to tell you something. That's not you being real. I remember being real is just having morals, standing on principle, addressing an issue when the issue comes, being, you know, honorable in your dealings with conflict. That's what I thought being real was. But I guess being real was like, are you capable of doing it? Like, bro, like niggas heard Easy to Block Cap to run around with saying the talk is different. But now he basically confirmed that nigga punched you 2 times in your face and nothing happened to that man. So now we know nigga punched you 2 times. Oh, well, I'm still fucking his wife. That's a win. I don't give a fuck what I'm doing, bro. Ain't no man hit me 2 times. And it's just, I mean, shit, he pulled knock me out at that point. But the talk is different. Yeah, it is different. I never heard a nigga be that tough and just openly admit there's a nigga who chin checked me and nothing happened to that man. Oh, well, I'm fucking his wife. Bro, and his wife gave you some coochie, saw her husband put hands on you, and you think that that's a look, bro? Like, you pull, if you had whoop on Papoose's ass and he rolled up on you, nigga, you might have had your arm around her and grabbing her ass in public. You don't think she looked at you a little way? Like, she gave you some cheeks as is, if allegedly what they say. But a nigga punched you in the face and you just had to deal with that. She went back with Papoose. What the fuck you mean, bro? But that's believable. That's believable to battle rap. That's believable to battle rap. This Catty Patty shit, revealing, you know, gossiping on Twitter Spaces for hours about niggas dealing with women, you know, complaining about how niggas spending money. It's all this believability shit, but the niggas that y'all think are believable do some of the most bitch ass, weird ass, chatty patty ass, nerd shit ever. These niggas literally go on forums and complain like hoes all day, but y'all believe these niggas. Y'all, the believability. What is believable about that? Y'all be believing niggas. Why? I know he's solid. Because he's a crash test dummy. That's why. Because he smell like he live outside. Because he don't got nothing to lose. He's real. What's wrong with you niggas, bro? That's why I don't be around you battle rap niggas, bro. A lot of you niggas, be honest, bro. Y'all niggas some Boondocks characters sometimes, bro. Like, y'all, some of y'all be, some of this shit be kind of wild, bro. I ain't even putting that just niggas either. It be of all cultures, just some weird mixture of childish mentality, grown-ass men coming in battle rap. Wanting to be the manliest niggas ever, the most gangster niggas ever, but at the same time, want to have bars about Star Wars and Harry Potter and every football player imaginable and wrestling bars. No, if y'all shut y'all bitch asses up, man. Y'all invented believability for the fact that y'all niggas can't rap good, but they have energy and the voice of a nigga who, if they rap good, they'd be amazing. But instead of you helping them become better rappers so they can actually maximize their potential, you just lie to them and tell them that the asinine ass raps they're coming with are good enough because they're entertaining or they have charisma. But you know what happens when y'all asses get in front of a nigga who has charisma and is entertaining and can perform, but he rap better than you? That's who the fuck they're picking. That's who the fuck has more window for growth. Get around honest people. I see Eddie Cypher. What up, G? Like, shit, bro. Yeah, bro. I'm talking my shit, bro. Niggas play with my name in that battle rap shit, bro. The fuck y'all talking about, bro? What's some of the niggas that y'all riding around trying to eat dick about, bro? Niggas who scout for leads and just stand third. Who off the basis of work knew my name, bro. Just all work, nigga. Not the first nor last time. And both states I battled in, I was a respected nigga, bro. I ain't had none of that clicking up and none of that dick eating. I ain't have a nigga trying to ride wave. Every battle I got, I earned all those strictly off the muscle. When I battle first came to Atlanta, I was invited to every motherfucking card. And some of the names I got was stop fucking playing with me, man. When Trap NY first went to Atlanta, I was on one of the first cards, bro. Me and Dub had one of the best battles on that card. With legit names. Before Zay Smooth really became a name and gave the guard going on his run. Like, bro, we was in there shaking a building with vets in that room. Nigga, that was our first battle. Fuck is you talking about, bro? Like, legit clips, bro. off the muscle, bro. I never understood this battle rapping shit where it's gang gang. We ain't had that old bar heavy shit or nothing, nigga. We kicked in that door solely off muscle. You feel me? 912, like low Savannah shit, Seaport shit, bro. That was off the muscle, bro. There was no cosigns and big homies, bro. Niggas built those relationships off being fire. Salute the EAZA and the Academy and them niggas too. That was built off niggas being fire. Niggas putting in pain. Hell, we was throwing niggas throw events right there in the town. A lot of these niggas is baby. So I don't respect it. So I don't respect niggas who your man gets you to all these platforms and you're only there because your homie be putting you on. You ain't earn none of that shit. You ain't go out here and put stain in your name. And I'm not mad at that. I don't think niggas have to struggle just to make them better. But I feel as an artist, you need to be able to validate yourself. My cousin podcast is one of the biggest in Warner Robins. But I was never in my life going to lean on my cousin just to try to have a little stain in my name, because that's not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, that doesn't work. Because at the end of the day, I look like somebody who's using my cousin to get on. I wanted to do my own shit, regardless of whether it was successful or not. Because, you know, I respect what my people do. You know what I mean? I want to stand on my own too. Because I'm honoring what the niggas who are around me are more successful at are doing. But also, I also know I have to validate myself or any cosign from somebody that's doing anything doesn't even matter, because they're just going to go with the person that brought you that initial attention. You need to go out here and validate yourself. Y'all rather have y'all big homie book you for every call, but every time the battle happen, it don't make no fucking sense. You book a battle in ATL and they put a decent name and say, they're going to go through the track records. I got 7 years of being on fucking reputable leagues in the area. And me and a bunch of other niggas. I'm not special. But it's the difference, bro. That big boy, I had a homie bring me in shit. That's cool. Use it to your advantage. But some of y'all not even good enough to do so. Bro, I ain't no manager in battle rap. We ain't no managers, nigga. It's off the muscle, nigga. We went out there on our own muscle. Just to be real, bro. Built them relationships, man. Ken and Doug went to Wartown for the trials. Niggas knew the mission. Get in there. Show niggas we can rap. Y'all in there. Everybody but slowly. Almost every one of us had a battle at Wartown. Every last one of us. That's what the fuck we was supposed to do. That nigga Chuck Raw was a goddamn star on his own. We going to Fayetteville, Mike fights. Niggas built their name off the muscle, bro. I don't respect these niggas, bro. Just keep it a band. I don't respect these niggas, man. I don't respect y'all, bro. Y'all ate dick on these Twitter spaces. Y'all got cool with niggas and got numbers and did all this caping. And they had y'all being runners, setting up leagues, managing, booking niggas, ain't paid you a motherfucking. We ain't do none of that shit. Niggas just came rap well and said, whenever y'all want to talk business, let's talk business. Niggas was getting paid they first year in battle rap. A nigga Point Ray, what's up, bro? Yeah, bro, like, these niggas be playing on my name, bro. Like, my first year in battle rap, niggas was getting paid, bro. Solely off the muscle, bro. Solely off the muscle, but we ain't do no dick eating. That was purely off. Them niggas could rely on us to come. We did a good show. We promoted our battles. They knew that. But every time, bro, and when, every time we came, it was a show. Man, our first time by Mike fights, but a whole fucking crowd, a whole car backed out. We was the only niggas that showed up. So that nigga took care of us since, bro. Salute to that nigga Jason Stewart, bro. That's a real one, bro. And anytime in battle rap, I'm coming. The Carolina showed me nothing but love. That was a real one. You feel what I'm saying? The rest of y'all, but rest of these niggas, bro, they man, do all they networking, get all these big establishments, bro. You ain't put no stain to your name, so the look don't even matter. Every time you get a big look, the big question they asking is, who the fuck is this? Who is this nigga? You never want that. I never want my homie to have a platform and he give me a platform and it's like, what is he doing here? You can't do that. That looks crazy. And I'm not saying that, you got to. Some people are just unknown, but it's extremely talented. In those circumstances, that's fire. I'm just saying, bro, you can't rely on a cosign. Sometimes you got to start becoming a cosign. You can't rely on a cosign. A cosign not enough. The cosign don't mean shit. Sometimes you gotta make it happen yourself. But then you find out, man, I may not be that good. Nigga, nah, we ain't had no managers. We ain't had no big homies get us in there. I think salute to Reggie. I think he did get us booked for the Trap NY and not booked for that. Yeah, he set that up. That's fact. That Carolina thing getting paid. That was us. That was Kool-Aid. He hit them niggas up. Mike Fights, he hit them niggas. He was hitting up a bunch of leagues. Hey, man, I got a bunch of niggas ready to rap and see our shit. Oh, man, you niggas can rap. Because we all went to Trap NY first battle, so it didn't look more valid. Like, for all our first battles was on a reputable league, so salute to Reggie for that shit. That's 100. He set that up when he battled KDA. But we maximized, my nigga. We ran that shit for the year, bro. That nigga Chuck went to Mike Fights, got get paid money, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Some of you niggas be running around Atlanta asking for money. We was getting paid our first year. I'm just being real, bro. So, like, niggas don't respect it, bro. Don't be respecting that shit. And it'd be those type of niggas. You feel what I'm saying? It'd be those type of niggas, bro. Be highly delusional. Ain't put no stain in they scene. So every battle rap nigga, bro, I put stain in my scene, bro. I'm respected in my states, bro. In both my states. Some of the best niggas who are out here on some of the best platforms be highly in my name. I don't have to go out here and impress niggas who I think are dirt. I'm tired of niggas in the dirt mentioning my motherfucking name, bro. A nigga worried about how the battle look against me, and nigga, that's the best battle on your fucking resume. I'm the best name on your fucking resume. And while you worried about that arguing, not making no money, my shit playing in Japan. Stop fucking playing with me, bro. Stop mentioning me. Stop discrediting what I did out here. I was a fucking monster in this bitch. I'm still a monster in this bitch. And if a nigga pay that ticket, I'll gladly come kick somebody's ass. But all at the same time, why? Y'all don't got that ticket to pay. There's no money in that shit. You know, I'm not running around doing that shit just for the sake of my ego and what. No. Niggas don't rap good enough for that. If niggas was beasts, if motherfuckers was really putting on good battles, I'll do that off the strength. You feel what I'm saying? I love this shit when I was doing it. But I got kids, bro. So I got to explain to my wife, or I got to find babysitters. I got to fuel up the car. I got to make sure I put in PTO for the job. Make sure my commission's caught up for the book. I got to put all this legwork into giving me the free time to battle. And I'm going to battle the nigga who's going to say blow the house down like the big bad wolf. I could have made that gas money on my ass at the house. And that's all I got to say on that, man. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth. It's Nerd Rap Podcast shit.